Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at Sylvia Pankhurst and her Essex connection. I think you've got some more connections for her this week, have you not?
Oh, yes. Sylvia Pankhurst had quite a connection with Essex. Last week, I talked about her holiday as a child in Clacton, which she very much enjoyed, her brother's visit for a working holiday to Mayland, and Sylvia's purchase of a house at Woodford. So she was certainly moving around Essex. Now, she turned this house into a restaurant, cum cafe, that was largely supported by her friends from London. But the person who actually kept it running was an Italian gentleman called Silvio Corio, who became her partner. Now, Silvio was an Italian. We're not quite sure why he first came to England, but we know he was writing very radical literature when he was here. He was, like her, a strong supporter of the labour movement. It's said that Sylvia actually had an affair with Keir Hardie.
All right.
The independent Labour
yes.
MP.
That must have made Sylvia see red.
Well, I'll pass on Sorry. That one. But Silvio was a great help in running the cafe because, unlike Sylvia, he could cook and he could grow vegetables. So really, it was his working ethic and his abilities that kept this cafe actually up and running. And the support, of course, of Sylvia's fellow suffragette campaigners from London. While she's in Woodford, she also embraced vegetarianism. We're in the 1930s now. Vegetarianism was quite unusual for the 1930s. She also opens this house, which was a very large house, as a Montessori school. She sold some land that she owned in Essex at Bradwell in order to get enough money to buy an even larger house in Woodford, which she bought in Charteris Road. And this house is large enough to let the top floor as a flat to bring in some income, but also to bring in a printing press for the literature that she and Silvio are producing. At the age of 45, she gives birth to Silvio's child.
Grief.
She scandalised her mother, Emmeline Pankhurst, by declaring she had no intention of marrying him. In fact, there is a suggestion he might already have been married. He certainly had a number of illegitimate children. So at the age of 45, she gives birth to a son. She's still campaigning fiercely for the cause, but by the 1950s, her campaigning had tailed off somewhat because she declared herself rather disgusted by the fact that women of Britain have made use of their vote.
Really?
And she really feels that all the campaigning that was done by her and her fellow suffragettes really was wasted because women haven't taken advantage of having the vote. So she begins to become involved with Ethiopia. And when the Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia came to England in the 1950s, he makes her the proverbial offer that she couldn't refuse, to come back with him to Ethiopia and set up her campaigning work for the poor and underprivileged from Ethiopia. And this is exactly what she did. Sadly, Silvio by now had died, and together with her son, Richard, she sells the house at Woodford, moves to Ethiopia, taking nothing with her apart from her pet white cat. So the cat made the journey from Woodford in Essex all the way to Ethiopia in 1956. And sure enough, when she got there, she found some splendid accommodation that the Emperor had provided for her. So her remaining 4 years of life, up until her death in 1960, was spent campaigning for the poor and underprivileged in Ethiopia. But she left a huge legacy behind her in Essex and certainly a reputation in Woodford and a reputation amongst the local and national newspapers because she was great copy, what with her vegetarianism, her suffragette campaigning and the fact that she was, shock horror, an unmarried mother. She was very rarely out of the newspapers. But we're told that until her death in 1960, she always retained a great deal of affection for Essex and her time spent in Essex. Close to Woodford Station is Pankhurst Green.
Well, well, well.
Named after her.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.